Chase tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, broadcasting from the Fayetteville, Arkansas Command Center. And I tell you what, I had not seen that video that was just playing on the stream. That's some dark stuff. Samuel Jackson, apparently a fan. But I mean, honestly, he's right. We've talked about this before. We've talked about how everyone has three lives. First, they try to silence you. When that doesn't work, they try to imprison you. And when that doesn't work, that's when they try to kill you. And they've tried certainly the first two with Alex Jones. I'm not aware of any attempts on his life as of yet. And I just pray that it isn't true, because just like that man said in that stream in the last part of this transmission, there is no way to replace Alex Jones, just like there's no way to replace Charlie Kirk. These are people that have been given the divine mission from God, whether they know it or not. And they're totally irreplaceable until God selects somebody else to fill the void. But they're like one-off things. And I've said this before about Alex Jones, and I don't mean to, I don't know, blaspheme here. He's very reluctant to hear the term prophet. Tucker Carlson went viral about a year ago for describing him as a prophetic person. And when you spend enough time with Alex Jones, you realize that it's not that Alex is like the prophets. It's more like the prophets are probably more like Alex. Now when I go back and I read, whether it's the lesser prophets or the major ones like Isaiah or Moses, I've realized that they were probably perceived in their current time as maniacs in the way that Alex Jones is perceived by many. And it's sad to hear that the last few days or weeks of InfoWars seem to actually, for real this time, finally be here. And we've had many close brushes with death at InfoWars, especially since I started working there in the summer of 2023. There was the time where the internet and the power were pulled and we were literally forced to work out of another studio for a day. There was a time where we thought the shutdown was going to be the next day in the middle of the summer. And then Alex had that farewell broadcast that went on for seemingly 12 hours. I think we even played Frank Sinatra at the end of it. I did it my way and faded down the lights. I mean, we really thought that it was over. And I don't know if the shutdown for InfoWars is going to come this week on Tuesday when the receiver shows up to take inventory of things. I don't know if he's going to put locks on the doors on that day or if it's something that's going to happen within weeks of the receiver showing up. I don't know anything about this receiver. I know the last one killed himself and then was replaced with this new one, and that this new one is coming on Tuesday to visit the headquarters, whether it means he's going to lock the doors or just take inventory of the equipment that we have. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But it seems like October is almost certainly the last month that InfoWars will be on the air under the name InfoWars. Of course, Alex will always be on the air. Harrison Smith will be on the air. Brianna Morell will be on the air. I'll be on the air to the extent that Alex needs me to be on the air, whatever he wants. I don't really care to be on air, but it's an honor for me to do it. So I do it when I'm asked. And in a way, I'm excited because whenever evil makes this mistake of trying to silence something genuinely good, it always ends up backfiring. It's not something that's just seen in American cinema with Star Wars, famously Obi-Wan Kenobi saying, "If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can even imagine." Something like that, I'm paraphrasing. But it's the story of Jesus Christ. They try to crucify him to silence him forever. And by crucifying him, he becomes literally immortal to the point where thousands of years later, people are worshiping him as the Son of God, as the Messiah, as they should. And it's because he was crucified. And the same thing is happening with Charlie Kirk. The same thing is going to happen with Alex Jones if they try to silence him. It's totally going to backfire and make us more powerful. And I'm excited for good to become more powerful. I mean, this is what we fight for. This is what we've been working for. We'll get more into this on the other side of this short 1 minute break. We'll be picked up by hundreds of radio stations all across the United States. In the meantime, make sure you go to the alexjonesstore.com. Take advantage of the incredible sales and ensure that Alex will always be on the air no matter what happens this week.
Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow for the censors. That is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us in 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free right there, alexjonesapp.com.
From the tip of the spear to the edge of tomorrow, it's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser. I will be taking your calls during the final hour of the transmission this evening. In the meantime, we're going to be covering a couple of stories, a couple of details. I don't want to rant and provide some kind of a sermon on what's going to happen with InfoWars. You know the news. You've been hearing it incessantly for a couple of years. We weren't lying. It sounds like InfoWars is really going to shut down this month, if not this week on Tuesday. And look, it's not the judge's fault in federal court in Houston. He seems like a really fair judge. He's a Trump-appointed guy. I've listened to several of his hearings. I've been very impressed with his composure and his unwillingness to take any crap from either side. No shortcuts, no loopholes, no weird finagling. And he said last year, he said, look, this bankruptcy one way or the other is going to be over before the end of 2025. And it sounds like he's making good on that commitment. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be a receiver that comes in on Tuesday. Not sure if anything specifically is going to happen on Tuesday. This person's likely going to go around, check inventory, maybe meet with lawyers or finance people, and plan for the liquidation of all of InfoWars assets. That's going to include InfoWars.com, not just the website, but the domain name, the trademark, the use of the term, the logo. And he's going to sell this stuff, probably piecemeal. We'll see if he tries to sell it in one clump. You know, the trustee's been coming out saying he hasn't been able to find a buyer for InfoWars when we've had a buyer lined up ready to buy everything for millions of dollars for months. We've tried. We won an auction, for Christ's sake, for all of the intellectual property of InfoWars, and he just refused to sell because that's not what the plaintiffs want. Tried to settle with them for tens of millions of dollars. I think it was like $80 or $90 million that we were willing to pay over the course of 10 years to keep InfoWars open. They wouldn't take that. They're acting like they can't find a buyer when we literally have one that we can point to that's literally screaming, I'll buy it, I'll buy it, I'll buy it. We've literally offered them tens of millions of dollars screaming, we'll pay you, we'll pay you, we'll pay you. No, they just want to shut them down. It's so stupid. Because it's going to blow up right in their faces. And I've gotten to the point where I'm not even mad about it anymore. I'm just like calloused. I've seen them try to shut us down. I've seen the court hearings. I've seen the BS. I've seen the filings. I've seen the demonic people involved. I'm not going to name any names here because God knows I don't want to be sued for $1.4 billion. But I've looked into the eyes of some of these people in the opposition that I've happened to run into in the hallway at these court hearings. And I'll tell you what, when you look into their eyes, they're black like a black hole. They look like something that Stephen Hawking would have dedicated his entire life to studying. Just or Albert Einstein would have come up with some formula to describe the gravitational pull of their black eyes. When you look into their eyes and you nod, just trying to be polite. You know, I know that we have a conflict here, but I'm just going to give you a nod. Just, you know, show a little respect. All of a sudden you see this demon eye look at you and it's trying to like suck your soul in like a Dementor from Harry Potter. And you're like, oh, this isn't a misunderstanding. This is actually literally good versus evil. 100% just plain and simple, very obviously, good versus evil. Oh, I see now. You've been possessed by Satan. I'm so sorry for interrupting you on the way from the bathroom to this court hearing. I'm so sorry for giving you the nod. I didn't know it was going to make you so uncomfortable. I didn't realize that you were retarded and satanic. I thought you were just retarded, so I was just trying to give you the, you know, a little nod to let you know that this isn't all going on because we're picking on you for being retarded. You're retarded and you're satanic. Now I get it. I won't bother you anymore. I won't nod anymore. I won't try to be polite anymore. I understand now that I'm negotiating here with the devil in this little social moment. So you can, you know, fuck all the way off. Sorry, Greg. And I can't explain it to you. I wish I could really just encapsulate it for you and explain it to you in an abundantly obvious way. But until you see it, and maybe you have, maybe some of you guys have been at war or you've dealt with criminals or maybe you were an investigator or you were a police officer and you encounter these people that are just like rabid and possessed by Satan in the world. Maybe you've been in business and you've had clients like this. I don't know. We all encounter it to some extent in our lives, just evil. But it's very difficult to explain to somebody that's never seen it before. But when I looked in the eyes, and I'm not going to name anybody here, but when I looked into the eyes of some of these people, whether they were lawyers or on the other team in some form or capacity, immediately I understood that these were people that were possessed 100% by Satan. I don't know which specific demon or series of demons. I don't know if it was Legion again just popping out or Beelzebub or whoever the hell it was. But I've seen these people. I've stood next to Rob Agueros in the courthouse. I've interacted with these people. I've seen them. And I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are totally possessed by Satan. We're literally dealing with a satanic attack on InfoWars. And it's not about InfoWars. I'm not trying to make it some narcissistic, self-worshipping thing where we are literally the personification or the representation of God on earth like the Pope would have you think. And don't even get me started on the Pope. There's stories about the Pope out now. I'm not trying to make it sound like we're defining ourselves as the literal representatives of God on earth, but we are representatives of good on earth and freedom of speech and all those things that we're trying to accomplish. And we're at a war against this fundamental evil. So what's going to happen is either on Tuesday or later this month, next month at the latest, they're actually going to shut us down and then people are going to finally realize, oh my God, they're going to act so surprised. You're going to see all of the people on social media, all the mid-tier to top-tier influencers acting like, well, it's finally here. Or many of them are going to be acting just simply surprised. You guys won't be surprised because it's come so often this close in the past that it's beginning to appear or seem like we're the boy who cried wolf to some extent. Does that make sense? Alex has been talking about this incessantly for years. They're going to try to shut me down. They're going to shut me down. They're going to shut me down. And it never seems to officially happen because by the skin of our teeth, we make it through these conflicts. By some divine intervention or some legal miracle, we make it through these conflicts. We stay in the air and then everyone thinks, oh, they're just making it up because they want to sell more supplements in the store. You realize we're not on air to sell supplements. We sell supplements so we can be on air, right? Then yes, we sell the highest quality at the best price. We offer the most insane deals. Right now there's buy one, get one free for virtually all supplements except for the ones that we're about ready to run out of stock on the AlexJonesStore.com. You can download the app and get an additional 20% off. There's 20% off store wide going on right now. I'm not trying to make this into a plug here, but we've had tens of thousands of people download the app just this week where you're going to be able to listen, by the way, to Alex Jones no matter what happens to InfoWars. InfoWars doesn't own the app. Bigly does. InfoWars doesn't own the Alex Jones store. Bigly does. It was set up that way intentionally so that in this inevitable event that InfoWars would be shut down and the doors would be locked, there'd be a way for us to leverage this into the next transmission. The Alex Jones network, AJN Live, which you should follow on X right now, at AJN Live. Not the one with the underscore. It's some fag pretending to be us. Just at AJN Live. And we're going to be launching a website, AJNLive.com. Very soon. Right now, it's just a temporary template that we're going to fill with new information. But when you download the app and you click listen now on the watch live page, you can even exit the app and keep listening. This is how we're going to ensure that Alex Jones always stays on the air and that the next thing is bigger, because that's really what we have to do. That's the answer to our problems. See, our greatest vulnerability here is that if they shut down InfoWars and they keep the same layout and they keep publishing articles that people will think it's officially InfoWars. They'll think it's really InfoWars making this suddenly kind of leftist content, kind of like what you saw happen to Drudge, where Drudge got sold and then slowly but surely it became more and more leftist, or Breitbart. It was like Steve Bannon left and Breitbart became weaker and weaker slowly but surely over time. That's the biggest vulnerability. Because at any given moment, we have 6,000 to 8,000 active visitors to the InfoWars.com website, many of them listening to Alex Jones live from that transmission. And they're going to try to do things like clone his voice and make it sound like he's broadcasting things that he's not really broadcasting. I mean, there is no end to their evil. They're going to try to totally hijack his identity, make it sound like you're listening to him, make it seem like you're reading content from InfoWars that's totally leftist content. They are trying to steal his identity. They are literally trying to possess and steal his soul. Because he was unwilling to sell his soul, they're going to try to just simply hijack it. I mean, we've got a long history in the United States of America of lore around making deals with the devil, all the way going back to the famous song Crossroads that Eric Clapton covered. I went down to the crossroads, right, to sell my soul so I could learn how to play the blues in the most fantastic way. It's an old myth. In American rock and roll, this notion of somebody selling their soul to the devil to become the most talented and influential, passionate musician possible. But why is it that we operate under the assumption that the devil won't do anything worse than make a deal with you for your soul? Why is it that we operate under the assumption that the devil won't go so far as to try to steal a soul that is not willfully given to him? Why is it that we operate under the assumption that you have to consent to your soul being hijacked when we see what happens to the Charlie Kirks? Or we see what happens to the Alex Joneses, where they try to silence us, take us off the air, and then rebrand us, hijack our identities, our faces, our likeness, our voices, our names, use artificial intelligence, things of that nature, to just totally make it seem front-facing, public-facing, forward-facing, that Alex Jones is something that he isn't. And just like that man said in the last transmission, that's exactly what they have to do. They have to totally take you off the air. Then once they take you off the air, they make you become what they wish that you would have been, and they try to subvert the entire power that you have, the entire influence, the entire voice that you have. It's identity theft in the real. It's soul theft in the real. It is the greatest sin that can be committed by an establishment against an individual. And so that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to steal Alex Jones's soul because he was unwilling to sell it to him. It's a tale as old as time. Just like the devil tried to get Jesus Christ himself to sell his soul, to turn over, to operate on behalf of the devil. And when he refused, within crucifixion. And right now, what we are witnessing is the attempt of the Pharisees to crucify InfoWars, to crucify Alex Jones. And it's either coming in 48 hours or in the next 48 days. I tend to think it'll probably be last week of October, first week of November that it happens. And the irony here is they tried to shut us down and screw us completely over. Last year, Judge Lopez said in court, look, bankruptcy court is not about getting people fired right before the holidays. We're not going to hijack this right before Thanksgiving. We're not going to hijack this right before Christmas. This is what he said last year. I'm paraphrasing, but this is what he said. So we'll figure it out first of the year. January next steps, what this looks like. Ironically, doing that courtesy to InfoWars and the crew and Alex Jones and myself and others resulted in us arriving at a place where right now we're about ready to be shut down right before the holidays. But this crew is going to be all right. And as long as Alex Jones draws breath, he's going to be winning against them. And that's why that man that was giving that dissertation, that exhortation in the last segment of the Alex Jones show this evening was right on the money when he said, Alex knows it. They're going to try to kill him. That's the next step. And it leaves one asking the question, all right, well, where do we turn next? It'd be nice if there was some universal Christian church with divine leadership. It'd be nice if the Catholic Church, which literally means universal church, was still everything that it says that it was. if we had a pope that was the representative of God on earth, like they say that they are, who could come in and, I don't know, advocate for things like freedom of speech. But instead, he's been coming out. Apparently, the pope came out and said, you can't be pro-life and pro the death penalty. Even though in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time to kill. Even though God himself used the death penalty through the crucifixion in order to manifest his own plan for humanity. I don't know what more of an endorsement of the death penalty there is than literally using it to bring about the greatest justice and good of all time, which is the resurrection of the Son of God. We had the Pope coming out and saying, you can't be pro-life and pro the death penalty. And he then went on to say, I'm not even sure if you can be pro-life and pro this immigration policy that Trump has. Leaving me wondering what else to say in response other than fuck you, Pope. We should just have the assassin or assassins responsible for Charlie Kirk's death rot in prison and think about their crimes against Charlie Kirk. No, I want them dead. We should have the James Comeys for life in prison for their treason against their own country. When I'm thinking to myself, no. I want them found guilty for treason by a jury of their peers and faced with the consequence of treason, the punishment of treason, which is the death penalty. I'm not talking about some vigilante violence, but it's abundantly obvious to me that the Faucis and the Comeys should face the death penalty for the treason they committed against their people. It's abundantly obvious to me that the people that would assassinate someone like Charlie Kirk should face the death penalty. It's abundantly obvious to me that the people who have done even what they've done to Alex Jones, violating the Eighth Amendment with this cruel and unusual punishment, these bizarre fines, above billions of dollars, should face, in a just world, the death penalty. 100%. No doubt about it. But instead, we're now in a position where the person most likely to face death is Alex Jones. It's not Chase Geyser. It's not Owen Schroyer. It's not Harrison Smith, despite the fact that we've all had guns pointed at us in one way or another. The people most justified in facing death are those who have come out in an effort to extinguish all of our rights. Freedom of speech. Right to bear arms, due process, search and seizure, cruel and unusual punishment, abolishment of slavery. I mean, go through and it's like a fourth of all the amendments to the Constitution have been violated just in the example of what's happened to InfoWars over the course of the last several years. But nobody's talking about death for any of the people perpetuating this violation of all of our rights, because you realize that InfoWars is not this random LLC under free speech systems that just happens to be facing the inconvenient inconsistencies in our justice system. It has become a representation of freedom of speech itself. It has become a representation of all of our rights themselves. And so what happens to InfoWars happens to the American people. That's what I'm trying to say here. When they shut down InfoWars and its right to freedom of speech and expression, its right to freedom of the press. And we've got a major court hearing, I believe, on October the 10th, the Supreme Court, where they're going to decide whether or not they're going to hear our case. I don't think it's very likely that they will. I hope that they will. I pray that they will. But whatever happens to InfoWars is happening to the American people. We have been elevated and escalated by this conflict, by these attacks, by this incessant injustice, to the point where now anything that happens to InfoWars is happening to the American people. And right now they are trying to shut you down. They're trying to shut down your freedom of speech. They're trying to shut down your right to express yourself, your freedom of the press, your right to bear arms, your right to due process, your right to not being the subject of cruel and unusual punishment, your right to not being enslaved or hijacked by some other entity which seeks to possess your soul and then represent you and then force you for the rest of your life to work for them. I mean, you realize that income tax in and of itself is probably a violation of the 13th Amendment, right? Because one out of every 4 hours or so that you work goes straight to the federal government by virtue of income tax, right? It doesn't say that, you know, slavery is abolished 75% in that amendment. It says slavery is abolished 100%, but if one out of every 4 hours that you work goes straight to the federal government, then aren't you 25% a slave to the feds? If even when you've paid off all of your mortgage and you own your house outright, you still have to pay property tax, doesn't a portion of your property belong to the federal government then if they have a right to just take rent from you despite the fact that they own none of it? And of course, they justify this by saying things like, oh, well, we're responsible for protecting the borders. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell have you done to protect the borders over the course of my lifetime when we've been invaded over the course of the last 5 years by more people than Ukraine has been invaded by? And the libertarians love to come out and say things like, oh, well, it's so inappropriate what Donald Trump is doing by bombing these cartel ships and threatening war against Venezuela. It's so unconstitutional what he's doing. This is warmongering. I'm thinking to myself, we're being invaded by organizations sponsored and protected by these governments in South and Central America. If we're supposed to go to war with anyone, it's not Iran or Iraq or Afghanistan or Pakistan or China. If we're supposed to go to war with anyone. It should be South and Central American nations, which have been sponsoring the invasion, not just Trojan horse invasion, but explicit invasion of the United States of America by drug mobs and cartels, resulting in the death of hundreds of thousands of people every single year from overdose, sponsored, yes, by the CCP, but explicitly by these organizations and countries south of our border, the cartels and others. But no, so inappropriate for President Trump to be explicitly going against these entities or using our military apparatus to bomb ships that are trying to ship fentanyl to our children. So inappropriate. No, I don't think so. I think I feel a lot better about bombing the cartel bringing fentanyl into our country than bombing Iran for what reason? Other than to get a tap on the head from Bibi Netanyahu? All while the Pope says, if you're really pro-life, then you're against the immigration policies of the Trump administration. If you're really pro-life, then you can't be for the death penalty after the Catholic Church has been responsible for exacting the death penalty on countless of people in the names of heresy. Name of heresy. Folks, we're coming up on a break here in 90 seconds. Before we go to break, please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Best way to get there, honestly, is to download the app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. We are going to have the Android version of the app ready by the end of this week, pending Google Store approval. The reason it's taken longer to get the Android app approved is because in order to develop an Android app, we have to have an Android device linked as a developer device to the account. I don't want to get into all the technical details, but we've ordered the Android device that we can link to the account so we can submit the app for approval. It's already done and built. We're just trying to get it launched on the Play Store. So if you have an Android device, please just wait patiently. We are very serious about getting this launched as soon as possible. I believe it will be by the end of the week. But AJN Live is active. It's in the top 10 in news. I think it might have made it to the number one app in the entire iPad store this week. We've got tens of thousands of users. You get incredible deals on the alexjonesstore.com, and that is the place where you will always be able to see or listen to Alex Jones Live no matter what happens to InfoWars. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download it if you have an iPhone device or an iPad. But if not, just wait patiently. And in the meantime, go to thealexjonesstore.com because we are now offering the greatest sale that we've ever offered in the history of sales. It's the last stand sale, last stand super sale, we're calling it. Remember the info war. It's akin to what happened with the Alamo. And take advantage of the fact that we have 20% off store-wide on all the products and buy one, get one free on all the supplements, wall supply, glass. Keep us on the air forever by going to thealexjonesstore.com and stay with us.
And look at him go. To the flag.
You okay?
This is undoubtedly one of the toughest announcements that I've ever personally had to make. But after the accident and turn forward to the end of the Daytona 500, we've lost Dale Earnhardt.
Look, I'm not trying to frame myself as the GOAT, like a Dale Earnhardt who died with his boots on, sword in hand, or Michael Jordan, or Tom Brady, or Muhammad Ali. But the truth is, when it comes to information warfare and saving the American Republic, taking on the globalists, having the greatest effect, awakening Americans, people all over the world, InfoWars is the MVP. And the bad guys know that. That's why they come after us. That's why they sue us. That's why they attack us. Why they censor us, debank us, all of it. Because they see us as the lead elephant, the guy that has to be taken out. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've survived so many deep state attacks and attempts to close our doors in the last 8 years, and it's intensified the last year. And people kind of see it as a boy who cried wolf thing. I mean, you see it in the news. They're coming to shut us down. You see them sending in armed private security with no court order. Bloomberg's group, The Onion, having fake auctions. And we keep surviving. And people say, well, you're invincible. But we've had big movements in state and federal court. So just please pray for InfoWars and pray for our future, because we are fighting so hard. This crew has put up with so much. And please, please remember that the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. And it's part of the Alex Jones Network. So even if they shut this place down, the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, our sponsor, will be funding the crew, the satellite uplinks, the servers, the studios, all of it, the legal. And that's why when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you support there. It has a giant effect. Plus, I only sell you products that really work. The very best methylene blue, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best Shilajit, Irish sea moss, the very best spike protein detox, cardiovascular booster, ultimate life force. These products are incredible. They have 5-star reviews, 80%+ reorder rates. But I need you to get off the bench and go try the products, plus the widest selection of Patriot apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. It has been your financing of us that has kept us on air, and I want to thank those that have supported and love the products. But I want to encourage those of you that see this broadcast like a Netflix show or NFL game or entertainment. This ain't entertainment. This is men and women in the arena fighting tyranny at point-blank range. The bad guys want us off the air because they know we are for real. So for our legal defense and staying on the air and expanding in the face of this tyranny, regardless of what happens, you decide whether we stay on air. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Throughout this week, we've got deals on bovine colostrum, on ultramethylene blue, and all of it, where you buy one, get one free. But we're only running 2 days for each product. So check out whenever you watch this, which product is there. Buy one, get one free. But everything's discounted at least 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Whatever you do, check out the widest selection of some of the best designs of Patriot apparel in the world. Over 600 designs. It's actually annoying how many dinosaurs are. It takes a lot of time to go through it all. And wear these shirts, wear these ball caps, and experience what it's like to see how many people are awake. It is a real adventure. So thanks for your support. Whatever you do, spread the word, pray for the broadcast, and I thank you humbly for all you've done. Now take action now in the spirit of 1776 at thealexjonesstore.com. Wars take money to finance. It's an info war, and you are the info when you take action. Thank you so much.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live with Tomorrow's News Tonight, it's Chase Geiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geiser. And I'm going to give out the number right away because I want to take your calls, certainly for the last hour of the transmission. I want to give the crew a chance to screen them. That's 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. You can talk about anything that you want. The only thing that I ask is that you don't call in with suggestions or support requests for the app, because trust me, I see them all in my DMs. I see all the suggestions in my DMs, and nobody wants to listen to customer service or technical support for the app on this transmission. So please, for the love of God, let's not bore the audience with, hey, add this to the app. Hey, I can't see my cart on the app. I don't want to hear any of that trash tonight, please. 877-789-2539. But let's talk a little bit about Gavin Newsom, the faggot that runs California into the ground every day. So Gavin Newsom has come out and officially signed some gubernatorial executive order that allows Uber and Lyft drivers to unionize. I don't know if you've seen this story. It's featured on the top of Gateway Pundit. But now it's officially the case
that if you are a Lyft or an Uber driver in California, you can form or join a union in order to have labor negotiations with Uber and Lyft, which is absolutely wonderful for working class people. Am I right? Isn't it just great now that Uber and Lyft drivers, the Halalwals and others, can negotiate for a higher pay for every fare because it's not fair the way the fares are currently calculated in California, drive up all the costs of all the fares, totally ruin these apps, and it's really, really, really dumb given the fact that all the technology exists for these different platforms to basically just offer autonomous ride sharing. I mean, if you've been in Austin, Texas, you've seen that the Waymos are driving around with no drivers in the car whatsoever. It's said that in 2026, anybody who owns a Tesla the world over will be able to install an update in their vehicle that allows their vehicle while they're at work to just drive around and give fares, give rides to people without a driver. Just autonomously, the artificial intelligence of the vehicle is going to be able to give rides to people and split the fares with Tesla and whoever owns the car. So if you own a Tesla, next year you will be able to weaponize that Tesla to give rides everywhere. Gavin Newsom thinks it's just an outstanding idea at this point in time with the development of technology to allow the Halalwals and the others to unionize, to demand better terms, better coverage of their health insurance, better pay from Uber and Lyft, as if that's not going to have a negative impact on the market whatsoever, just force all of these entities to lean into as much as possible the autonomous vehicle technology, which already exists. It's not like they have to develop some new technology. This isn't the space race where we have to develop the technology to land on the moon. The technology already exists for these companies to just weaponize autonomous vehicles, artificial intelligence. And now none of these people are going to have a job whatsoever, and we think that organized labor is just delightful. We think that it's wonderful that these contractors who aren't even really employees of Uber or Lyft can now act as if they are employees, unionize, come together for their collective bargaining. I hate the word collective. It's one of my least favorite words ever. Collective is the real C word right here. I'd much rather have somebody running around going cunt, 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 cunt than say the word collective. Collective bargaining, our collective interests, the collective benefit of the whole of the good. I hate the word collective. I hate collectivists. I hate collectivism. Collective can suck my fat cock. I hate collective. Anybody who says the word collective as if it's cool, whether you're an artist and you're in a collective or you're advocating for the collective good or the collective benefit or any sort of collective benefit, you can suck my fat cock all the way to hell. 100%. Gavin Newsom, that psychopath douchebag that looks like he popped straight out of the movie American Psycho. There is no Gavin Newsom. There is just the illusion of Gavin Newsom. As he hands you his business card and says, that's called bone, because I'll have all of my people rendered to nothing but their bone by the time my policies have been manifest in my state. Gavin Newsom thinks it's some delightful idea, some brilliant idea to allow Uber and Lyft, towelhead, Hispanic, illegal immigrant drivers to collectivize, to form their own collectives, to unionize. I guess the one reason I love that Gavin Newsom did this is because it's going to provide millions of illegal immigrants in California with zero source of employment. Isn't it wonderful that inadvertently Gavin Newsom is enacting a policy that will result in thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants being out of work? Because as soon as this comes in and they unionize and they start demanding higher pay, then you see the Lyfts and the Ubers deploy their thousands upon thousands of autonomous vehicles to replace a labor force they cannot afford to pay. It's absolutely delightful. It's absolutely wonderful that Gavin Newsom is actually manifesting, I guess, a nationalist policy. Isn't it just wonderful that inadvertently Gavin Newsom is so stupid that on accident he has actually caused it to be the case that thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants will be thrown out of their jobs at Uber and Lyft because they're all just going to lean into autonomous vehicles. And now the AI replacement has come in and the first people that it's harming are the illegal immigrants. Isn't it wonderful? Doesn't it just make you giddy? Don't you just love it? I want you to call in 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. And as soon as the calls are screened, I know that Daria is going to send me a text of a screenshot of who's on the call board. I will go to you. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. But between the Pope and Gavin Newsom this week, I don't really know what else to say. I mean, those are the three big stories. InfoWars is going to get shut down as soon as Tuesday, almost certainly this month, if not Tuesday. The Pope was coming out and saying that you can't say that you're pro-life and be pro the death penalty, despite the fact that our entire religion is based off of God using the death penalty in order to manifest total power and control and dominion over the entire universe. And oh, by the way, you can't be pro-life and support Trump's current immigration policy, but I guess Gavin Newsom is just a bastion of holiness and righteousness because he's proudly signing policies that allow illegal immigrants to unionize themselves into oblivion. I mean, it's beautiful how retarded these people are. It's amazing to me, astounding to me that anybody falls for it. But I guess all you really have to do to understand the retard problem that we have in the United States of America is drive for 15 minutes down the road. You will certainly encounter at least seven retards. Between not using your turn signal when you're turning or using your turn signal when you're going straight or just the dumb stuff that you see people on the road. I mean, we are saturated with a level of retardation that hasn't been seen since Noah's Ark. It is raining retards and only one or two people out there have even come close to building a life raft capable of having a male and female of an above 100 IQ saved on the ship in order to ensure that the post-collapse world has enough people left to solve all the problems. Let's go to Get the Rope in California. Get the Rope in California. What is on your mind? I can't hear shit. Did you go to Get the Rope in California?
I'm speaker. I was waiting for you to get picked up.
I love you. I love you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I can't hear you.
I can hear myself coming back, so I know you can hear me.
I know you can hear me. Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah, sorry. No, I say we get the rope. Bring him up.
Yeah.
But I had to...
Spiritually, metaphorically.
Yes, of course.
Right.
I had a theory about Charlie Kirk a week and a half, 2 weeks ago that maybe it came from underneath, and then I saw Matt Baker put out a video yesterday that maybe he got hit from underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can hear myself back. So if you have me on like a computer or a TV, can you turn it down, please? And look, I've seen all those videos. I don't know what the hell happened with Charlie Kirk. I don't know if it was that dude that loved sitting on Lady D that was responsible, Tyler Robinson. I don't know if it was him. I don't know if those Discord messages or those text messages allegedly between him and his dick having lover were him staging a conversation to ensure that his lover wasn't, you know, an accomplice or perceived as an accomplice in the murder. I don't know if it was the FBI or the deep state just pretending that a conversation happened, hijacking his devices. I don't know if his father even really turned him in with their pastor, if that was totally made up and then they forced the family into witness protection and they can't speak for themselves. I have no idea at all what the hell happened. I will say that I don't find it hard to believe that Israel was behind it, but I also don't find it hard to believe that Tyler Robinson was behind it. It doesn't seem hard to believe to me that somebody who was mentally ill, probably on SSRIs, maybe even recruited in CIA programs at the university that he was at as, you know, this whiz kid, might have been MK Ultra and into doing it. It doesn't seem bizarre to me that some SSRI laden, mentally ill, lady dick sucking dude was going to be nuts enough, insane enough to attempt to assassinate Charlie Kirk. And I understand what people say about 30-06 rounds and how it's impossible for somebody to have a neck shot or a head shot without blowing off the entire neck or the head. I understand all those arguments. I think they're reasonable arguments. It's bizarre to me that this World War I rifle without a serial number that was very unique and distinct and could easily be pinned on Tyler Robinson happened to be the one that was used. But had it been used, it seems like the actual physical damage that would have been caused from it would have been exponentially worse. I don't know if it was the lapel mic that was conveniently kind of angled exactly at the direction that you would think it would be angled for the exit wound in Charlie's neck was some 2.0 version of the pagers that we know that the Israelis had explode despite how many women or children could have been around these alleged Hamas leaders. I don't know if the Jews or the Israelis were behind it or Bibi Netanyahu was behind it. I mean, if he was, that was really stupid for him to be behind it. Abundantly dumb for him to be behind it because the backlash of that, people will find out, is insane. But it doesn't seem hard at all for me to believe that our own CIA might have been behind it. That our own CIA in conjunction with an MK Ultra Tyler Robinson Lady D sucking dude would have been behind it. Or that the Israelis were behind it. But I do know for sure that Satan was behind it. The ultimate evil was behind it. And so I'm trying not to get so in the weeds and litigious about the specifics of what happened to Charlie Kirk because I'm thinking about it on a 30,000 foot view. Like obviously this is good versus evil. And frankly, no matter who's responsible for this specific death, we've already identified Israel as an enemy of the United States. We've already identified the FBI and the CIA as an enemy of the United States. And we've already defined this leftist wokeism, SSRI laden, Lady D loving sect as an enemy of the United States, as all weapons and institutions of evil perpetuated on behalf of Satan against all that is good in the world. We already know that all of these institutions that we're trying to figure out may or may not have been responsible, at least in part or in whole, for the death of Charlie Kirk are the bane of our existence, the epitome or the antithesis of all that is good in the world. And so I'm thinking to myself, I'm already doing everything I can to shut down all of this evil. I'm already trying to raise as much awareness as I can that all of these institutions are evil. And so what does it really matter who specifically was the most involved in this specific crime when all three of these institutions that we described or these cultural movements that we described are responsible for death after death after death, evil after evil after evil? I mean, we've already, whether it was Sauron or Saruman who was responsible for Charlie Kirk's death, Sauron and Saruman both have to be killed, right? Shut down. We have to win at Helm's Deep and we have to win at Mordor at the same time. Let's go to Leslie in Nevada. Leslie in Nevada, what's on your mind?
Hi. So good to talk to you again, Chase. What I want to talk about is the fact that there's been a magical war going on for a really long time, and the witches that cursed Charlie Kirk are an example of what I've been fighting against really my whole life. And I've got a site, magicwars.com, magic with a CK, that talks about what we've been fighting and how there are so many good witches who are traditional. They raise their families the right way. They teach respect for animals and love of the planet. And not in some kind of creepy, liberal, democratic way, but in a real way, the farmers take care of the land and appreciate how nature works in congress with each other. And these witches that shot Charlie Kirk, they're not representative of all witches. In fact, unfortunately, witchcraft seems to have been hijacked by the leftists. And it's very hard for we traditional witches who are very insistent about the role of male and female throughout our religion, that we're getting lumped in with these really satanic witches because there's no other way to describe what they do. They're anti-life. And that's witchcraft is all about life. The Wiccan religion, the central pillar of the Wiccan religion is the interaction between male and female in the continual creation and recreation of the earth. And I just get so upset because there's a tendency of people who aren't familiar with Wicca to lump all witches together. And it's just unfair. And I want to make sure that your listeners are aware that just like there are Christians that Christians don't want to fess up to, you know, like Heaven's Gate, they were Christian. You know, we have Malandante, we have bad witches we fight against, and we're the Benandante.
Well, good job on the Jezebels, yo.
You know,
good job fighting against the Jezebels.
Well, it is. And, you know, being a witch myself, I understand what techniques they're using, and it's so much easier to fight an enemy who's using
So what did they do? Because we saw this article come out from Jezebel magazine saying that they hired a bunch of Etsy witches to curse Charlie Kirk. This was like 48 hours before he was murdered. What did they do?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a number of things they could have done. I haven't seen any of the rituals. I haven't seen any write-ups of any of the rituals that any of the Etsy witches have done. But one of the more common things to do is to simply take a black candle and a needle and a photograph of the target. And while the black candle is burning, you focus on the target, put the target's picture on the black candle, and then you drive a needle through the head of the target through the black candle while it's burning. And you wait until the flame burns down to the needle. And if the needle doesn't cause the flame to go out, your attempt at a kill is successful. But if it goes out, you failed. You see? But this is really war magic. It's not supposed to be used against your own people. And black magic started out as war magic that got confused. Because there's always, honestly, evil people everywhere. And it doesn't matter where you are. There's one half of people who are watering the tree of life, and the other half seem to be trying to cut it down. And it's true no matter what faith you're in. And these are evil, misguided people who would be evil and misguided whether they were Muslim, Hindu, Christian, or happen to be Wicca.
I appreciate your call. And I love you, Leslie. And we've spoken before. I can tell you're a sweet person. I hate this magic shit. Can we just stop burning black candles, putting needles in them? I mean, it seems to me there's an old story in the Old Testament. I've talked about this before on air. There's a story where the Jews were moving the Ark of the Covenant. And one of the things that God said was you're never supposed to touch the Ark of the Covenant with your hand. Otherwise you'll immediately be smited. When they were moving it on this platform that they carried it on, it started to slip off of the platform, and one of the guys that was carrying it reached out to try to catch the Ark of the Covenant so it wouldn't fall and hit the ground in this mountainous, rocky region that they were going through. And as soon as he laid his hand on the Ark of the Covenant, it was like, boom, bolt of lightning, smited by God. Everybody always thinks this is a wrath of God story, but really the message of the story is don't do the wrong thing for the right reasons. And I appreciate you calling in and being a sweet person. I can tell you're a good person. And saying that you're trying to use this magic for good and you're trying to stop this from happening. But I'm telling you, you're not supposed to do the wrong thing for the right reasons. It's a tale as old as time. We're not supposed to do this Machiavellian stuff. We're not supposed to be messing with things that we don't understand. When you reach out to a medium to talk to your dead grandma, you're not really talking to your dead grandma. You're talking to some demon pretending to be your dead grandma. These supernatural entities are in all of the rooms that we're in. They witness time in a different way. They transcend centuries and millennia. And they know certain things that only the person you spoke to would have known. So they're able to leverage that and use that information because they're able to pick up all of the frequencies and all of the ripples of time, all of the changes that happen in the universe. They can reverse engineer the algorithm of the universe to go back to specific moments and specific places and pick up on information that they can leverage when you're talking to a medium in order to convince you that you're actually speaking to your grandmother, but it's actually some supernatural, demonic, extra-dimensional entity co-located with the earth, manipulating that information in order to deceive you into believing that you're talking to your dead grandmother, your dead grandfather, in order to get you to do something that's actually cultivating an end that is antithetical to the design that God has for us. So I believe that you're a sweet person. And I believe that you've probably seen some good things happen from the work that you've done with the witchcraft thing. I understand that Wicca is all about life and the cycle of life and the seasons and the rebirth and this nature, this motherly nature thing and this fertility thing, ensuring that humanity can go on and all life can go on. And it comes off as this beautiful, literally sexy kind of thing that's just about the loss of self and some ecstatic, euphoric, orgasmic, just orgy type thing. And it comes off as this beautiful, natural thing, how we might imagine the Garden of Eden was before evil came about. But I'm telling you, lady, you're being manipulated by forces you do not understand. I highly recommend you set that aside. I'm not even trying to tell you to get baptized and repent. I'm not trying to be self-righteous here or dogmatic here. I'm not trying to give you the answer. I'm just trying to suggest to you that maybe you're messing with some forces that you don't understand. And if it was really all that good, then how is it that a hit on Charlie Kirk was able to happen within 48 hours after Jezebel magazine hires a bunch of witches to curse Charlie Kirk, and none of the good witches saw it coming? None of the good witches were maybe, I don't know, looking around the supernatural field of a Charlie Kirk or Donald Trump before Butler or an Alex Jones before the shutdown coming in InfoWars to identify the fact that we're under a massive supernatural assault. And this is why I don't get hung up on the specifics of what happened to Charlie Kirk, whether it was the Jews or Israel or some trans lunatic or some SSRI MK Ultra laden fiasco, because I understand that this is just good versus evil. It's as simple as that. It is good versus evil. I'm not trying to play around with any magic. Folks, we're going to get more into it on the other side. Leslie, I love you. Please don't be hurt by my opinion. And it is just my opinion. After this break, we're going to do an hour of calls. The board's lit up. I see all the names here. I see Dave. I see Tim. I see Josh, Bart, Chris, Kevin, Andy, Bob, Gary, all on the board. I'm going to get to you in the meantime. Please, for the love of God, go to the alexjonesstore.com and be the reason that no matter what happens to InfoWars, either this week or this month, Alex Jones will always be on the air. We are offering incredible sales. Buy one, get one on all supplements while supplies last. Some of them are very low stock. We're trying to restock as quickly as possible. So the deal does not apply to all of them. But we just launched Ultimate Creatine, which is just an absolute powerhouse. And it's not just something that you use to build your muscles at the gym. I'm not somebody who goes to the gym very often because I'm prone to injury for other reasons we've discussed before. But it's also a nootropic. I mean, they've done studies on creatine, by the way, that if you don't sleep, all of the benefits of not sleeping could be reversed by taking creatine the next day. It is such a powerful nootropic substance for your mind, not just your muscle recovery, not just your energy at the gym, but it's something you should be taking every day just to increase your mental focus, your mental energy. This Ultimate Creatine Powder is third-party tested, absolutely the best. Plus, it keeps Alex Jones on the air, and you can buy one canister, get another canister for free at the alexjonesstore.com. Not only experiencing the incredible deal that is, the incredible benefits of creatine, but also the fact that you're keeping Alex Jones on the air no matter what happens when these cucks come through and shut us down. And then there's the colostrum, which is it's Mother Nature's answer to everything the body needs. Designed literally for freshly born cows. Incredible for your cellular recovery and defense matrix. I mean, it's unbelievably powerful. And we made a flavorless version of it, so it's not disgusting and weird like so many other colostrums out there. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason that Alex will always be on the air. Stay tuned for your calls.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I saw this a few weeks ago. We got it done. That young girl that is the return of the British queen that fought the Romans, Boudica. Look at this. The West awakens. Look at this badass shirt, ladies and gentlemen. It's got a red InfoWars over the heart on the left, and then it's got her on the back. I designed this shirt. I think it's amazing. The West Awakens 2025. This is a badass shirt, and it literally funds people totally committed to freedom. Then we've got Virtue Signal, and it's the Cracker Barrel symbol right there that we updated there. So we got that. We've also got another, the West Awakens with the hatchet and the butcher knife, ladies and gentlemen. Get them now at theyellowstonestore.com. But what you really want is the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it massively discounted, 25% off across the store, apparel, all of it. We've got buy one bottle already discounted, the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense Immune Boost, and get another bottle half off. The point is, we got War Bonds. That's a nice little piece of art you get with my face on it. You get $110 for $100. It's mailed to you as a promo code on it for the site. But everybody that becomes a VIP, $30 a month, just like being Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend each month right when you pay that. You cancel any time, get a special deal, special offer, special sales. I need your support. Wars aren't cheap. So what do good salesmen do? They sell good products. You are insane if you don't get our methylene blue. You are crazy if you don't get our Ultimate Life Force Blood Detox. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now and get these new limited edition shirts like the F Around Find Out.
Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geiser. It is TNT Dynamite. We're going to go back to your calls right away. I want to go to Dave and FEMA 9. Dave and FEMA Region number 9, grievance culture. What's on your mind? Dear God, tell me Dave is still here.
Dave. It's an honor to speak with you, Chase. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So, yeah, we've spoken about this for a few years, the grievance culture. And it's what the sociopathic control oligarchs keep pressing on we the people. And I knew it when I saw Somaliopolis burn in 2025 on May 25th. So what they want to do is they just want to inflame all these different groups and pit them against each other. And I've done some more reading over the past 5 years. It's actually the Cloward Piven strategy, where they get all of these complex systems to crash upon themselves, like the welfare system, the medical complex. Like here in Arizona, you can't go to an emergency room. There's too many illegals in there. And despite what the people in the Democrat Party say, that they're not funding illegals through this new $1.5 trillion budget proposal on the CR, exactly what they do. They don't turn anybody away. They pay for all their medical. And it really started, I go back even farther, to the 1993 Motor Voter Act, and they register every illegal alien that comes across the border, mostly in Arizona, Texas, and California. They register them on the voter rolls. Now, they don't vote, but every time they get a license or every time they go get social services, welfare, child, WIC program, they all get put on the voter rolls. So the people in power, Secretary of State or your local county recorder, they can use those ballots, those false registrations, those dirty rolls to get the people in that they want. And we, the people, are not being served. We're in a total judicial and legislative branch coup right now. Thanks for letting me ramble. I appreciate your show, sir. It's always great.
I appreciate you. I love you. Yeah. Look, it's hard to find a front that we're not being attacked on, whether it's the spiritual front, whether it's the ballot front, the election front, whether it's the education front, all the way K through college, whether it's the corporate front, whether it's the international globalist front, whether it's the cultural front, the entertainment front. I mean, literally every single aspect of our civilization is being attacked by pure evil, exploited. Some of it's Cloward and Piven, some of it's just straight up annihilation. And look, I know I'm preaching to the choir. This audience already knows that. This audience knows that the elections are questionable, to say the least. They understand that outsourcing the raising of our children to the state because of inflation is problematic. They understand that inflation itself is indicative of a Federal Reserve monetary system that is totally unsustainable. They understand that they're attacking the nuclear family with this inflation so that we postpone getting married and having children until it's too late so all of our kids are born geriatric. I mean, you understand that the amount of DNA reparations, of DNA repairing that a woman can do, declines with every year that goes by. And so when you have an average age of a mother when she has her first child going from like 22 years old 50 years ago to 30, and then you wonder why there's an increase in autism. So yeah, I mean, the vaccines are certainly part of that, but it's also because women are having children more in their 30s than in their 20s for the first time in, I don't know, 2,000 years ever in written history. So we've got record numbers of geriatric pregnancies, and we're wondering why it is that we have an increase in retards all over the place in the United States of America.
And that all comes directly from inflation, inflation that's created by this government so they can line their own pockets. I mean, they would rather have a generation of people in the United States of America suffering from autism, as many as 1 in 12 boys in Gavin Newsom's hellhole of a state as he just unionizes all of the illegal immigrants so they can line their own pockets through these government contracts and all the skinning that they do through the insider trading that they do, than to actually just do the right thing, accept their income, their salary that's fairly substantial as a congressman or a senator. I mean, it's not, you know, overwhelming, but it's not exactly a very difficult job either. They'd rather have a generation of people with low IQs in the face of all of the conflicts that we're faced with right now, so they can line their own pockets and we're just doing the right thing and having a strong America. We'll be back in 1 minute, folks.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Exposing tomorrow's tyranny tonight, it's Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geyser, your host this evening. We are going to be taking your calls for the rest of the transmission. I see Josh, Bart, Chris, Kevin, Andy, Bob, Gary on the board. I know Dario will send me some more names as well as they populate. Let's go straight to Josh in Canada. Josh, what is on your mind?
How's it going?
Good.
All right. So I want to do a countdown here. I can't get to a window right now, but I want everybody that actually listens right now, I think we all need an Alex Jones war cry.
Do your countdown. Let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah! Oh, my dogs are going to kill me now. We need to do this up until we're taken off air. Because this is not, this is not the end. This is a fuck. InfoWars is a war bird. It's beaten. It's battered. It's a phoenix rising. And you guys need to do the coin. You need to do the t-shirt. Get it going.
All right, bro. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Love you. You're my best friend. Bart in Georgia. Yeah, what we need to do is hang up all these people. Bart, is that you?
Yeah, sir. I want to talk about taxi cab drivers. I used to be a cab driver and taxi cab owner. I love cash. I hate credit cards. Always did. They targeted us. Because of cash, even Alex Jones is too young to know this because I'm 10 years older than him. And that business was great. And they targeted us to put us out of business. Oh, by the way, I'm from Normal, Illinois.
From no kidding.
Yeah.
I graduated from Tri Valley High School in 2010 in Downs.
And one more thing. Back in those days, drunks would ride around with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a big bag of a pocket full of cash or two pocket full of cash and drop them on the floor and never realize they did it. So we like cash.
Nobody carries cash anymore. It's like what Alex Jones has been saying for 30 years. They want us in a cashless society. There's some businesses right now that won't even accept cash. It's unbelievable.
You know what? When I talked to Owen about this, he just totally blew me off. But I wish you guys would do a little look into taxi cabs and cash, because we were the taxi cabs and prostitutes were the last ones to be cash only. I mean, that was the last holdout.
Well,
Medallion.
I'll always be taking cash.
City of Atlanta sold medallion.
What do you think about Bitcoin? Do you use Bitcoin?
No, I'm too old for that. Okay, I like cash. I like gold. I store tobacco and alcohol. When shit hits, when it hits the fan, I can trade my liquor for anything I want. I can trade that carton.
Yeah, I tell you what, a can of Campbell's soup is going to be worth a lot more money in the apocalypse than an ounce of gold or a Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, everybody's going to want tobacco, liquor, and storable food. I mean, yeah, it's as simple as that. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, Bart. You're always a pleasure. Chris in Washington, Gavin Newsom in the InfoWars shutdown. Chris in Washington, you are live on the air, sir.
Oh, Chase, you're on fire today. You're not mincing words as usual.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're jacked up on the methylene blue, too, but if I had to say, you might have got a little
I'm all hopped up on methylene blue.
Dude, I'm over here channeling the ultimate power, but there ain't no witchcraft in that one, buddy. I don't know where that came
from. Dude, how about that witchcraft stuff, man? I like
Dude,
Leslie
I
in Nevada.
Totally
she's calling
she
a number of times.
I did. I was listening.
No, she wasn't, man. These witches for Trump, they're real, dude.
That's wild.
The whole thing just makes me uncomfortable. I'm not trying to knock Leslie. She's a sweet lady. She's smart, too.
No,
she
sounded totally cool.
Man, this
witchcraft
stuff.
She was trolling you. But no, seriously, yeah, I'm over here jacked up on my methylene blue, you know, from AlexJonesStore.com.
Yeah.
And
you
I
like it? That's
stuff.
My wife swears by it. She's like, yesterday I didn't feel like doing the dishes, then I took my methylene blue and I just got to it and it was great. So my wife said,
dude, I got people's tongues turning blue all the way around me.
Do you like the liquid more
like,
than
hey,
the
out,
capsules?
This is great. I like the capsules, and I'm not gonna lie though, I don't get quite the effect that I get from liquid, although I do like the capsules better because, you know, I mean, for me, I don't care if it doesn't taste great, if it's good for me and I get a good effect from it, but the methylene blue doesn't taste great. It looks not a lot. But,
we did everything we could. The fresh mint flavor is really good. You should have tasted it before we added the flavor to it. It tasted like a battery. But then we added the fresh mint flavor to it, and it's better. But you got to make sure when you take the capsules, you got to make sure you take two. That's probably why it's not as powerful for you, but you're taking one.
Oh, okay. Good thought.
Yeah, I think there's 60 capsules in a bottle, so you're supposed to take two a day for 30 days. A lot of people miss that, and they just take one a day, and it'll still work with one, but two is the ticket, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the New World Order's thinking, dude. I mean, I can't really get a grasp on how it's been so long they've been trying to take InfoWars that everybody knows where to go now. I mean, I remember a time when he was banned, you know, you all were banned off of Facebook and Twitter, and me and my buddy were literally airing the live shows all day long so people could still find you at band.video. But now that everybody knows about AJ and Live and everything, what are they going to gain by taking it down? I don't even get it.
Like, I don't know. They're retarded.
They're not.
And the main thing that we were worried about was whether or not we'd be able to keep the radio audience because that's still millions of our listeners. But we've already figured that out too. So honestly, everything is going to be fine as long as our audience is very intentional about sharing the transmissions, sharing the new links, and supporting us at the store. And I don't want, you know, I don't, a lot of times we joke around, the crew and I, you know, it's InfoWars, not infomercial. I don't want us to have to like plug all the time. And I'm happy to plug because the products are so good. The benefits are so good. I mean, I really believe in all the products, but it's about the information. It's about actually doing tomorrow's news tonight, not today's deals now. You know what I mean? And so I don't know. The more that you support, the less we have to plug is the way that it rolls. And the only reason we even run commercial breaks is for our radio partners because our radio stations that we partner with always run a break at the top of the show or top of the hour and then at the bottom of the hour. So we have to do those breaks. We used to do the breaks in the middle of the segment. So there used to be a break at the top of the hour and then one at five after and then one in the middle of the first 30 minutes and then one at the bottom and then one in the middle of the second 30 minutes and one at the top. I mean, there used to be like 6 or 8 breaks an hour. We've cut that down to the point where there's 2 main breaks an hour plus the 1 minute break while radio stations pick us up for the 6 after mark. And so we've really cut down the amount of ads that we're running, but people still seem to be upset about the plugs that we do. And I guarantee you the people that are complaining about the plugs are not the people that are supporting us at the store. If everybody just went to the store all the time, we wouldn't have to plug it so damn much.
The plugs are not the people taking the product, and the people that are taking the product only learned about those from either the plugs or testimonials, just like me, like 10 years ago. And I started taking the nascent iodine. And, dude, after like 3-4 weeks, like, I don't know if I had the flu, or I went through like a complete, my body just tried to kick all the toxins out at once. But I mean, after that, I've never felt better, and I still take it to this day.
Yeah, the nascent iodine from InfoWars store was incredible. I'm not even sure if we still have that in stock, but if you still want iodine and you can't get it from the InfoWars store, which is going to be hijacked and taken down any moment, get the sea moss capsules or gummies from the alexjonesstore.com. Those have the iodine that comes from the Irish sea moss, and it'll be the same effect.
I don't know if I got much more time, but there's a, I got a Tesla story for you. I can't imagine a ton of these running around autonomous. I mean, we've already seen some of the crazy stories that have come out of them having malfunctions. But true story, I'm not BSing you. I run an auto shop that's a big performance auto shop. It's on the corner of 56 South Conway down here in Tacoma. But we literally, a big crash, boom, and went out. I think this was two Christmases ago. And this Tesla had crashed into the telephone pole kitty corner from us. And there's literally, I got five of my crew out there with, you know, big fire extinguishers. The auto next door, they had like seven of their crew out there with fire extinguishers just trying to subdue the flame. I mean, the whole street was full.
Yeah, because the lithium ion battery just wouldn't go out.
Oh, dude, it was horrible. And we were trying to break the window, and we're literally looking at this gal in the passenger seat. We didn't know if she was dead, but she is. I mean, completely, you know, screwed my crew up for a few days, and we couldn't get them out, dude. The fire department, took them 12 minutes or better to break the window, and they were beating the piss. We were hitting the hell out of it with a big, huge fire extinguisher. We could not freaking break the window, dude. And, dude, I wouldn't want
to. Was there a driver, or was it autonomous?
I didn't want to ride in one. Well, to be honest with you, no, I don't. No, it wasn't autonomous. There was a guy driving and had his wife in the car, and I don't know if he ever did make it either, but they ended up having to cut the top of the car off. And the gal, I mean, while they're doing hours of investigation, all the way up until we closed shop and went home, well, I should have already closed it. The fumes were pretty bad, but they just had a bag or a brown cloth or something over her head. She was dead. I mean, it was just devastating, dude. You know, I'd seen all the stories. I already wasn't a fan of them, but I'm not down in Tesla itself. Don't get me wrong, but
sure.
I don't know about bulletproof windows and shit on vehicles that have had known failures. How you get people out?
I'm with you.
We couldn't.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. We had a Cybertruck that we gave away a few months ago, and it bricked out before we gave it away. We got it fixed. No problem. It's a great car, but it took me about 30 minutes to figure out how to get the damn door open without any electrical power. So if I'd been like underwater, you know what I mean? I would have drowned before I would have figured it out, but there's a way to manually do it from the inside, but it's not obvious. So you just got to know what you're doing. Look, the major problem with this autonomous vehicle stuff, and I'm not blaming Elon Musk for this, because if he didn't develop the technology, then somebody else would. And I understand why he's into the Neuralink stuff, because it can help people who can't feel their arms and legs use their mind to operate computers. I mean, it's incredible what this technology can do. Same with the autonomous vehicles. I understand that there's benefits to the autonomous vehicles. I mean, you can work on the way to work. You can sit in the back of your car and literally be on your laptop while it's driving you around. Traffic will be so much better if all the vehicles are autonomous, because there won't be any stupid pauses or mistakes. Like, I get the technocratic idealist view of what the benefit is of this, but then you look at the other side and you're like, all right, well, if I can put these wires in somebody's brain so they can communicate with a computer, then couldn't the government just intercept what people are thinking about with the same data technology transfer going on? And if a brain can inform a computer what to do by being wired in directly, then what's to say that a computer could influence what a brain is thinking by reversing that technology and stimulating certain parts of the mind? Like, you stimulate the pleasure centers to an exaggerated amount every time somebody has a homicidal thought, for example, to the point where people are more and more inclined to think homicidal thoughts because the reward system has been hijacked by this technology that's been installed in all the minds. Or we have a situation in which you want to assassinate somebody. We already know that the CIA has these programs in place. You want to assassinate somebody. So what you do is you drive their autonomous vehicle off of a bridge into a river, and then you ensure that not even the manual component of the door unlock is activated. I mean, it's very obvious to me, and I think most of the listeners too, that there's some major problems with this technology. We've seen what they've done since the Patriot Act with the technology that we currently have. I mean, we're already wired into the matrix. We're just doing so through a low resolution medium.
We're doing it through our eyes, literally looking at a physical screen and then us tapping it with our fingers. That is the matrix. Our dopamine receptors have been hijacked by these algorithms to show us weird and manipulative things in the algorithm where even if you don't follow anyone, I recently unfollowed everyone on X and unfollowed everyone on Instagram for the purpose of seeing what the algorithm would show me. And I can tell you right now, since I've unfollowed every single person on X and on Instagram, the algorithms that are feeding me in my For You page feeds to look at have been much more captivating than I could have possibly imagined. Certainly more captivating than they were before when I was actually telling the algorithm what content I was interested in. The algorithm is better at showing me stuff that I am interested in than I am at determining stuff I would be interested in myself by following people. And so now we're in this situation where all of our dopamine receptors are already being hijacked by these algorithms on these platforms. We're not even literally wired in yet. It's literally just our eyes, a low resolution 1080 screen or 4K screen and our fingertips. And all of a sudden we're just roped in for hours and hours. That's why they call it doom scrolling. People just know intuitively that there's something inherently wrong with this method. But you're telling me that the next best thing we can do is ensure that where we go in the physical world should be dictated by autonomous vehicles operated by corporations and hijacked by the Central Intelligence Agency? You're telling me that what we should do now is wire up our brains so we can have the most seamless access to information and each other as possible by literally thinking thoughts that manipulate technology in the real world and then receiving information and stimulation back from this technology in a manipulative fashion after what we saw from the Patriot Act? I mean, I remember, I'm old enough to remember, I'm sure you are too, the listeners out there, that when Edward Snowden came out and exposed what was happening with the government under the Patriot Act, spying on our emails, looking through our webcams, listening through the microphones in our devices, whether it was our smart TVs, our cell phones, or our laptops, or our tablets, exposing how they were daisy chaining this influence so they could basically justify spying on anyone, whether within or without the United States of America, by their 6 degrees of separation from some terrorist cell. We know mathematically speaking that no human being is more than 6 degrees of separation away from any other human being in the world. It's incredible the way that we're interconnected. We're like a ripple in a river, where even the smallest drop can have the impact at the farthest reach of the shore, if you measure and look at it. This basic law of mathematics and physics used to justify the total espionage and subjugation of all the people in the United States of America with zero accountability for anyone whatsoever for being responsible for this insane violation of our Fourth Amendment rights in the United States of America. The only person who faced any backlash or criticism was the whistleblower himself, Edward Snowden, who had to seek asylum in Moscow of all places, not notorious for protecting freedom of speech or freedom of the press. So embarrassing it was that we had to have our own journalists, our own whistleblowers hide in a place like Moscow in order to be saved from our own federal government, from our own intelligence agency, and no accountability was done whatsoever. No accountability, no backlash. I mean, people come out with their rhetoric and they say, hey, look, we're not going to vote for the renewal of this Patriot Act policy. And they like to say things like, hey, the Patriot Act's expired and the government's not authorized to do any of that anymore. But do you think the government stopped doing all the Patriot Act stuff just because the different stipulations in the legislation happened to expire back in 2020? I don't think so. After all, they had no right to do what they were doing in the first place when it came to MK Ultra. And when they got caught, no one was held accountable then. We have a totally rogue, unaccountable, fourth unchecked branch of government that is our intelligence community. And then rather than, you know, maybe pushing back against these institutions and this technology and these policies that have been weaponized against the American people, we say, hey, let's double down and let them control our vehicle so they can control where we go in the world. Let's put a device in our pocket so they can know exactly where we are at all times. Let's do everything we do in life through that device, whether it's email communications or banking itself, so they know what's going on there. Let's ensure that the government has the right to monitor all financial transactions and accounts that have had a total of $600 in deposits or more in the given year, which came out this year. And, oh, let's let technology be developed by corporations deeply associated with the military-industrial complex to allow the total espionage and literally wiring in of our brains, literally like the Matrix. I mean, the Matrix, they literally jacked in through the back of their skull into the Matrix, and now we have people putting wires in the brain through Neuralink. God bless Elon Musk. I think he's well-intentioned here, and I understand the benefits of this technology, but we're literally wiring into the Matrix, and everyone's acting like, oh, this is all just totally fine. This is all just totally wonder, and people think it's stupid that we called it information war. that we called it InfoWars. You don't think we're in an information war? You don't think this is InfoWars? If it's not an information war, then why is it that the deep state and the leftists and the globalists and the satanic human trafficking child fucking cabal is trying to shut us down at all angles possible while suing Alex Jones for an ungodly amount of $1.2 billion? Some of the requests from the plaintiffs against Alex Jones suggested suing him for more than the annual GDP of India. This is a small business, an LLC with less than 50 employees. They're trying to sue him for the gross domestic product of India, an entire nation famous for its increase in its annual production. I mean, this is just unimaginably insane to me that people would deny that we're in an information war. And I've even talked to family and friends who have watched that faggy documentary on HBO, The Truth versus Alex Jones, which mentions Adam Lanza zero times. So it's just Alex Jones versus dead kids, Alex Jones versus dead kids. They've got a red carpet for the launch of this documentary with the judge walking down the red carpet. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, this is obtuse. This is the most macabre demonstration I've ever seen in my entire life. But I got friends and family like, oh, well, as soon as I watched that documentary, I couldn't even believe that you would support Alex Jones. I'm like, really? They're coming after Alex Jones in that documentary for having $235,000 in sales on the same day that a Sandy Hook article happened to come out. And they're trying to leverage that to claim. Do you realize these lawsuits against Alex? I think it's a total of 22 minutes of his content that was at question. Could be mistaken about this, but 22 minutes of content. He's done at least 4 hours a day, 6 days a week, 5 to 6 days a week for 30 years now. And all they could find was less than an hour worth of content that was that question that justified $1.2 billion in lawsuits. The largest defamation finding that's ever been judged in any defamation suit ever in the history of defamation. But we're not in an information war. Maybe there's not something wrong with this. Maybe there's not a problem here. Everything's fine. There's no real information war, but we have to, you know, sue the hell out of this guy and make sure that he's got to go to, you know, talk to the DOJ directly. And we got to ensure that he's just totally hijacked. And we got to let the companies like The Onion come over and try to bid. And we're going to try to give away the bid to the low bidder, even though it's not even the highest bid. And then we're going to claim after the auction is totally fraudulent that there's not a buyer out there. Well, we have a buyer that's literally screaming, take my money, take my money. Here's $8 million, take my money. And they're acting like there's no buyer whatsoever, and now there's a receiver coming in to lock the doors and sell the whole thing. I mean, it's just total bullshit, guys. I've never seen such bullshit. And I knew that Alex Jones was under attack before I started working for him in the summer of 2023. I knew that he was somebody that faced an undue amount of backlash, and I knew that he was a little bit of a loose cannon, a wild man, somebody perhaps from a different era of American cavalierism. But then I saw behind the scenes what they were doing. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, Alex Jones is actually being quite a gentleman about this. Because I've never seen such evil in my entire life. I've never seen such relentless, disgusting efforts to shut down a network. I mean, if the same thing was happening to CNN, I would be out shaking my fist in the same exact way, despite the fact that I hate CNN, because it would, by virtue of its own audacity, make CNN a symbol for freedom of speech in the same way that it's made InfoWars and Alex Jones a symbol himself of freedom of speech. It's unbelievable what's happening. It pisses me off, despite the fact that I know in the end it's actually going to wind up being good for us because it turns a martyr out of us. There's a famous scene in the movie Dune where she says, it's the daughter of the emperor. She says, no, we shouldn't assassinate Paul Atreides because if we do, we'll make a martyr out of him. And prophets become more powerful in death because they become martyrs. That's exactly what they're doing to InfoWars. They are making a martyr out of InfoWars. And we're saying, hey, look, we don't even want to be that powerful. We don't want this war to escalate to the point where you killing us makes us stronger. Why don't we just keep everything the way that it is? Allow us to do our thing. We'll be satisfied with our own honest organic growth. We don't need you to do this. You don't need to make us more powerful. And they're saying, no. We're going to kill you all the way. We're going to kill you. And we're saying, don't do it. That's a big mistake for you. We're trying to be nice here. We're trying to extend an olive branch here. Don't do it. That's a big mistake. But no, they're not going to listen. They're going to lock us out. They're going to shut the doors and they're going to get fucked.
royally in the ass repeatedly forever, just like every Viking pillaging invasion. We are going to be weaponized. The army of the InfoWar is going to be so intense they're not even going to believe it. Their eyes are going to cross and they're going to have an out-of-body experience as they get rammed repeatedly by truth and justice, because you are going to support us at thealexjonesstore.com. You are going to keep us on the air no matter what happens to InfoWars at thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us for more on the other side.
Yeah, the last stand super sale. InfoWars could be shut down as soon as next week, today or tomorrow, actually, or even today. That's why we are launching this last stand super sale to fund the next operation and keep us in the fight in the information war. Buy any supplement at thealexjonesstore.com that's still funding InfoWars and get another bottle free while supplies last. That's a huge, biggest sell we can do. Plus, get 20% off store-wide. Woo! We've never done a sale. Actually, I'm reading this now. I've been so busy. I didn't look at the sale. This is the biggest sale ever. We've never done a sale this big, but we need your support now more than ever. Plus, some of this stuff's a lost leader. We know when you try the Ultimate Ethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Ultimate Life Force, the bovine colostrum, we've got the best. If we have 80%+ reorder rates on this stuff, nobody's got that, folks. Just try it. You're supporting the broadcast, and then you're going to love it. You're going to be hooked. It's why the drug dealers hand out Oxycontin to kids on the school ground, because they want to get them addicted. Well, that's poison. This is good. I just am telling you, will you please stick your toe in? The water's warm. This sale could at any moment, so go now to thealexjonesstore.com, which I don't own, which Bigley owns, and so they're funding InfoWars and the new backup network, everything, so they can't shut that down. thealexjonesstore.com. And take advantage of this amazing sale while ensuring we will never be taken off the air, even if they shut down this operation. InfoWars is just a name, but the InfoWar goes on. Remember, you are the InfoWar. Plus, download. Now, here's the big announcement. Bigley, again, owns the Alex Jones Network, all of it, and they launched this incredible app that shot up into the top of the charts in hours after being launched. I haven't looked since last night, but, you know, used to we had the number one app, remember, until they banned it. Number one in news. You think they like that? Well, we're back, sweethearts. And, you'll ban this app. Watch what happens. You'll get a nice little Justice Department investigation. If you're in a different wheelhouse now. You go to alexjonesapp.com. A-L-E-X-J-O-N-E-S app.com. Boy, the sound of that name. Alex Jones. The Satanists don't like it. It's like high noon to vampires. App users get special sales, promos, and discounts every day. As well, but listen to the show for free, video, audio, all of it at the URL that the globalist and the pedos and the Satanist hate, alexjonesapp.com. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. When you support us, when you go to the alexjonesstore.com, you aren't just funding this information that's key to the world. You're keeping us in the fight, and the enemy cannot stand it.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
week. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. Looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Out of darkness into light. It's tomorrow's news tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser. I'm going to be going straight back to your calls for the last 27 minutes of this transmission. Let's go first to Andy in Alabama. Andy in Alabama, what is on your mind?
Long live InfoWars. No matter what they do.
Long live InfoWars. Amen. How long have you been a listener?
No matter what. I'm all hopped up on methylene blue, man. I can't wait for that. I'm so decked. So I heard you talking about the Catholic Church and the Pope and then, you know, the Protestant Church, which has 20,000 different interpretations of the Bible and all this stuff. And I want your listeners to please look into the Orthodox Church, that it's very hard. It may be hard to get into and to find one, but there is an alternative. And that is it. And when you really look into it, I mean, I was raised Catholic. I went for 8 years to Catholic school. My whole family, most of them went 12 years for Catholic school. No, you know, none of us ever knew about the schism of 1054, which is an arbitrary number that they put on it, but they never taught any of us about this. And there's a reason for it, because they don't have a good answer for it. And I'm a J6er, and I lost my whole career. I was a fireman. I was a paramedic. And I started turning real deep to the Lord and eventually found the Orthodox Church. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like this may be the answer to all of our struggles in a way, because this is spiritual warfare, and we are fighting the devil and we are fighting demons. And I couldn't give money to the Catholic Church anymore because it goes to the Vatican, and I'm sure a lot of Catholics feel that way. And the Protestant stuff, you know, it just, nobody really knows what's going on with that. So I just would love for just all your listeners, just look into the Orthodox Church and look into the history of Christianity from the apostles.
Here's the thing. You're never going to find a church that's perfect. They've all been infiltrated by the devil. All these institutions are man-made institutions. Everybody thinks they have this astoundingly impressive interpretation of all the theology. They think they have the best arguments about the interpretation of the New Testament. Here's what people miss, I think, in Christianity, man, not to cut you off. People worship the Bible as a false idol. They don't realize logically that there were thousands upon thousands of Christians before there was a New Testament even written. I'm talking about literally during the life of Jesus. Before Jesus was even crucified, there were Christians being baptized by John the Baptist in the wilderness. He's eating honey and locusts, right? And so everyone's always talking about, oh, 2 Timothy says this and Hebrews says that, and this is the canonized Nicene Council version of the Bible. These are the official books of the Bible. They're the Word of God. And I'm thinking to myself, it doesn't even matter what the New Testament says at all, because there were thousands upon thousands of Christians before it was even written. I mean, all that really matters is the story of the death and the resurrection, of the repentance and the rebirth through baptism. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. That's all that really matters. And everybody's always getting into the weeds about the theology and the Trinity and the weird stuff in the New Testament. And they worship the Bible at the expense of contemplating the nature and the existence and their relationship with God. Don't make the Bible a false idol. I'm hearing Bible study this, Bible study that. And I understand that studying the Bible is a way that people can feel like they're closer to God. I get it. I believe in Christianity. I believe that Jesus Christ, Yeshua ben Nazareth, is the Son of God and the Messiah, and that he died and that he rose again, and that we should all be baptized for the sake of eternal life. I believe all of the major tenets of Christianity. But when you start getting into the weeds about the litigious specifics, so far as whether or not a woman should be wearing a head covering in church because 2 Timothy said something, when you start getting into the weird kind of polytheistic Trinitarian stuff and you cite John, even though John is like basically the only gospel that has any even notion of Trinitarianism in it, it's by far the latest one. And they don't even know which John actually wrote it or whether it was a John or somebody who worked with a John before that wrote it. I'm thinking to myself, all you really need is the book of Mark, which is the earliest book, and the stories that happened in the Beatitudes. And they act like it's this perfect word of God. This Bible is the perfect word of God. You don't think the devil got a word in edgewise? The devil certainly got in as far as all of the denominations are concerned. The devil certainly got in as far as the United States of America is concerned. The devil's gotten into virtually every institution whatsoever, but people think the devil didn't get into the Bible whatsoever. I mean, you think that Jesus Christ literally said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's? Do you think maybe Constantine had that one thrown in there? I tend to think the latter. And I'm not trying to say something that's heretical here or blasphemy here, because I believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that he died and was resurrected. I believe in baptism. I believe in Christianity 100%, but everybody's like focusing so much on the theology of the Bible and the specifics and the arguments of the Bible. And you have just tome after tome after tome written in the Vatican interpreting when the ensoulment happens of an unborn fetus after 40 days based on whatever the hell interpretation of whatever the hell verse in the New Testament. I'm thinking to myself, BS, you don't even know what the F you're talking about. It's very simple to me. I think we all already have good versus evil inscribed on our hearts. And all we have to do is really look inward in order to see the face of God. Because after all, our souls and our being is made in the image of God. And so why are we looking at some book written by some state when we should be looking inwardly to our own soul to identify the nature of God? Because all the answers are there. And it solves every major theological question of, hey, well, what about somebody who's never heard the word of Christ? Are they doomed to hell forever because they never heard the word of Christ? I'm thinking to myself, you look inward, you see the face of God. But hey, maybe I'm way off. I appreciate your call. Let's go next to Matt in Wyoming. Matt in Wyoming, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Okay, to be honest with you, I think you're my favorite host on InfoWars.
Thanks. That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I love you bringing back Retard and Faggot. some of your rants and everything. I
didn't bring it back,
so
man. The left brought it back.
I know. But some of the things that you've gone off on is just great. I love that. And your last one that you just did on Christianity, I couldn't agree with you more on that. That was great. That was great.
Thank you.
Okay. So my, the one thing that I, the first question I had is kind of a simple question. The InfoWars store, is that like still going to Alex Jones? Like, or that's not the Onion or anything, is it? Like, we still buy stuff.
Correct.
On the InfoWars store.
Correct. For at least the next 2 days, all of your orders on the InfoWars store will be delivered and they will not be hijacked. But the long-term solution is to support us at thealexjonesstore.com.
Sure.
Is there a specific product at the InfoWars store that you love? Is that why you're asking the question?
Yeah. And that's kind of the question on that is, like, there's a lot of products that you guys used to have on there. You know, some are out of stock and stuff like that. Are those going to be carried over to another store?
Probably.
The Alex Jones?
But we do whatever people demand. So if everyone's like, hey, where the hell is the bodies? I mean, for example, bodies is one of the most popular products at the InfoWars store. We made a turmeric solution at the AlexJonesStore.com, ultimate turmeric. You can get it in capsule or gummy form. The iodine, for example, obviously the iodine tincture or the survival shield was very popular in InfoWars store. That's why we launched the CMOS gummies and capsules, because it's the most popular. So we try to honor that. The only thing we haven't really transferred over, we haven't found a good alternative for Turbo Force yet, which was one of my favorites from the store, or Brain Force yet. Methylene Blue is way more powerful than Brain Force. So I guess it's kind of our new Brain Force, even though it's a completely different method. Yeah. What are you missing? What do you like from the InfoWars store that we don't have on the Alex Jones store?
I think the iodine was one of the biggest ones. I just don't know how much the concentration of the CMOS is of iodine compared to the actually.
Yeah, I will look into that. I don't know the answer either, but I'll see what I can do about getting an iodine tincture launched on the Alex Jones store.
I think that'd be awesome. Okay. So my second question, is I have never heard anybody, I mean, Tucker Carlson, even Nick Fuentes, anybody, I've never heard them address the fact that the word Semite pertains to the descendants of Abraham. So the descendants of Abraham,
so it's Muslims and Jews. Anybody who speaks a Semitic language,
Yes, yes. So why doesn't any, like, so theoretically, the people in Palestine are Semite.
Yes.
Because
so I guess I'm anti-Semitic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the Jews are anti-Semitic, right?
Bro, if you're against cousin marriage to the tune of 40%, that's so anti-Semitic. If you're against painting little boys' fingernails so you can possess them and have, you know, sodomy with them, that's so anti-Semitic, bro.
No,
bro, are you an anti-Semite? Bro, you don't think we should be allowed to bang little boys and paint their nails and possess them? Bro, you sound anti-Semitic. You don't think the first and second cousins should be getting married and popping out kids with IQs 85 and lower? Bro, you're anti-Semitic, bro. You don't think that we should be allowing, like, massive terrorism all over the world, whether it's in the United States or in the Middle East? Dude, that's so anti-Semitic. I need you to change your anti-Semitic attitude right here. What are you, Hitler or something? Isn't it amazing how good they make Hitler sound by how ridiculous they are? I'm not a Hitler fan. I'm somebody that despises Hitler. I mean, he's like the antithesis of everything that InfoWars stands for in terms of his censorship policies, all the stuff that he did was just total trash. But God, do they make Hitler look so good when they act like total faggots, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm thinking to myself, man, like, fascism was terrible, but at least it didn't have any of the Marxist problems. At least it wasn't communism.
But wouldn't you also agree that most, and this is really hard to debate, I guess, but that it's really hard to prove that anybody that claims to be Semitic, a Semite, is actually a Semite?
Yeah, I mean, look, are you trying to say that, look, Israel has hijacked the term anti-Semitism so it only means Jews and it only applies to them, and then through the Holocaust narrative and all that stuff,
they've
stolen it?
A lot of people that settled Israel, the new Israel, are not actual Semites?
Oh, you mean because the Khazarian stuff, and they're actually descended from Europeans who converted hundreds of years ago to Judaism?
Yeah.
I just don't give a shit, man. Like, I love your call and what you're bringing up, but like, I care about as much about Israel as I care about some stranger's family. You know what I mean? Like, obviously I care about children the world over, but like, why the hell would I give a damn about kids in Palestine more than I give a damn about my own kids? Like, why is it that I even know the name Bibi Netanyahu? Why is it that this person is relevant enough in my life in the United States of America that I know who they are? I don't want to know who Keir Starmer is. I don't want to know who Volodymyr Zelensky is. I don't want to know who Vladimir Putin is. I don't want to know who Bibi Netanyahu is. I don't want to know who Macron is. I don't want to know who any of these fags are. The fact that I know their name means that my government has tremendously failed me, because all of these other nations should be so abundantly irrelevant to my life that I have no clue who they are. I shouldn't even know who the FBI director is or who the CIA director is. I shouldn't know who the attorney general is. I shouldn't know who the deputy director of any of these institutions are. I shouldn't know who Dan Bongino is or who Pam Bondi is. All these people should be irrelevant. The only reason we know who they are is because we have to talk about them so much, because everything's so abundantly screwed up in all these institutions. What happened to the day when nobody in America even knew who the vice president was? Why is it that anyone knows who any of these people are? Why are these people relevant enough to even be a topic of conversation? Why is it that our own federal government and all the institutions and all of the world are so important, so relevant, have such sway over our policy and our lifestyles because of the amount of money that we spend funding their endless wars and their stupid humanitarian NGO-laden human trafficking child fucking crisis, that I have to understand who Macron is and who his wife is, Brigitte, because it's a topic of conversation as to whether or not she has a cock? Why do I have to know who the mother-loving F, I'm running out of dumps here, is married to the Prime Minister of France? I don't care. I don't care if France burns. I don't care if Europe burns. I just want the United States of America to be the United States of America again and not the United States of the world.
And I don't want my government to be sinning against me so much that I know who James Comey is, or who Clapper is, or who Brennan is, or who the attorney general is, or the deputy director of the FBI is. I mean, these aren't even top level people. I don't want to know who the AG is. I don't want to know who the governor is, even of a different state. It should be so irrelevant to me that all the only name I should have on my tongue is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because she's the governor of my state. I should barely know who the president of the United States is. It just makes me totally sick. I don't mean to go on a rant here. I'm sorry. Let's go to Dennis in Kentucky. Dennis, what's on your mind? Dear God, Dennis, say hello or go to hell.
Hello, sir.
All right.
How are you doing?
There you go, baby. I love you.
All right. So we're up to 13,000 people on our private watch from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They have been listening to Alex since he started on my private watch. And we want to let you know something. And I'm speaking for everybody in our watch, our private watch chat. We want you to know that these are not Black Americans that are joining with this ICE shit stuff. Those are African Americans. Yeah. We really need you to understand the difference.
Okay, explain.
Okay, so every Black person you see are not African, sir.
Right, I know that.
Okay, so what we're doing, what's happening right now is that a lot of us.
Do you know who the richest African American in the world is?
Please enlighten me.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, you damn right. So you're right.
I love you, dude.
Hey, he's more African than a lot of these Black folks out here talking about they African.
Go on, buddy. Go on.
But what I'm trying to get across to you, we have a watch. Uh-huh. I did a watch party, a private watch party, because I really wanted people to understand what Alex Jones represents, because I don't think he's getting a fair shake. So I only did that for people of my complex. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have to do all of this. I don't have to do all of that. But it had to happen. Right now, we are seeing record amount of people tuned in to see what you guys are talking about, because they don't know about you.
Amen.
They don't know.
We've seen the massive growth on our end, too, with all the numbers that we calculate. I mean, the InfoWars is bigger now than ever. The tighter they squeeze, the more starships slip between their fingers. Go ahead.
I hate for this to happen. I swear, I hope this does not happen. But yet again, if you try to silence one of our solid patriots, we will become bigger than you ever imagined.
Amen. Amen, bro. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Patriot in Virginia. Patriot in Virginia, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Chase? How you doing this evening?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
So I want to talk about a couple of things. One of them being, noticed me and a few of three friends of mine have noticed an uptick in illegal immigrants and these radical jihads in rural communities. And the crazy thing is that there's people in these rural communities, they're asleep to it. They're asleep at the wheel thinking, oh, it'll never happen here. It's all good. And, you know, it's like since Trump took office, everybody's went to sleep, you know, and I've actually physically seen these Hispanic males with MS-13 and Trinidad-Wagua tattoos, and it's just, it's crazy that people just, they're asleep to it, and then you got NGOs partnering with Church World Services and other, I call them ANCWIPA, but you know, they're partnering with all these groups, and they're actually funneling these migrants out of the cities into these rural areas, and not a lot of people are talking about it. I've tried to cover it on my YouTube channel, but I don't have very many viewers right now. But so, I mean, all I can do is try to call in and spread the word to tell people to wake up, because we're in a fight for Virginia right now, and if people don't wake up, we're going to lose Virginia in November, and it's going to become the California of the East Coast.
Amen. Amen. I'm totally with you on that. And look, it starts in the major cities and then it ekes its way into the rural communities. We've seen this happen time and time again. It's just like the story from Lord of the Rings. And I know the book is different than the movie. We're in the end after Frodo and Sam have basically saved the entire Middle Earth from ultimate evil. They go back to the Shire and it's just as they left it. And it's as if nobody there knows what they had to go through to keep that place untouched. And I've seen it since I've moved from Austin, Texas here to a small town in Arkansas. I've seen the fact that everybody's doing business and living their lives here as if there's no problem in the world because it hasn't gotten to them yet. The nothingness hasn't reached them yet. The darkness, the evil hasn't reached them yet, but it's taking ground and it's creeping and it's just surrounding and swarming and manifesting. I mean, it starts with one hijab and then it's like another thing and then it's a crime thing and it's just like one problem after the other. And that's why I encourage everybody to wear the cross. I mean, if they're going to wear a hijab and profess their faith everywhere, then shouldn't you be wearing a cross? That's why we launched a whole entire crusader line on the AlexJonesStore.com. Different shirts that feature the cross, some of them with the Lord's Prayer on them, other ones about the holy wars because there's a war on for your soul. That's all harkening back to the Crusades. You want to talk trash about the Catholic Church? I mean, there's a reason that the Catholics silenced the Crusaders, because the Crusaders are the ones that were actually living according to the message of Christianity while the Catholic Church was trying to do things like skirt the amount of debt that they owed them, like hide the truth from the masses, like silence anybody who spoke out against their bad theology as they weaponized the strength of their faith against the people to exploit the people for the sake of just selling indulgences and doing all sorts of terrible things like that. I mean, stuff akin to what Jesus Christ was throwing tables over for. That's why we've launched the Crusader line at thealexjonesstore.com. And folks, we're coming up on the end of the transmission tonight. We've got 2.5 minutes left. I'd be remiss not to mention to you how insane the deal is right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Best way you can support us is by downloading the app. The Android version is coming out this week. Go to alexjonesapp.com. It'll take you straight there. Now the search results are working, by the way, in the app store. So you can search Alex Jones as a name or AJ and Live as a name. It should pop right up, the AJ and Live app. You'll see his face with a white background and his signature at the top. You can download the app for iPad or iPhone. It will work for Android by the end of the week, God willing. It's already done and built. I just have to go through the approval process to get it launched in those stores. Hopefully it'll all work out. But if you don't have an iPhone or an iPad, please just go to thealexjonesstore.com and support us. You can watch the show live there no matter what transmission source is coming from. So if InfoWars gets shut down, we'll replace the live feed source to the new Alex Jones network source from the backup command center. It'll be looping Alex Jones with the network feed constantly 24/7, just like it always has for InfoWars. You can reshare these transmissions anywhere, but please go to thealexjonesstore.com because right now we're offering an insane deal. It's 20% off store-wide on any item from silver coins to knives to shirts or apparel or any of the other individual items that we sell. Plus, it's buy one, get one free on all of our supplements while supplies last. We have 2 or 3, maybe even 4 now supplements that the BOGO deal does not apply to because they're so low inventory. We want to make sure that we hold enough back for our existing subscribers because part of the deal when you subscribe is you get 50% off all the supplements and we guarantee that you'll always get yours every month, even when it's sold out to the general public. So please try things like the Ultimate Creatine, the Colostrum, the Methylene Blue, the CMOS gummies, the Shilajit capsules and gummies are absolutely incredible. I mean, it's insane the benefits of these supplements. And frankly, I think I need to do a show where I take all of them at the beginning of the show and you see the difference as time goes on and it kicks in. I want to take the Methylene Blue. I want to take the Colostrum. I want to take the Creatine. I want to take the Optimal Human. I want to take the CMOS. I want to take the Shilajit. I want to take the Turmeric. I want to take all of the supplements that we offer on the AlexJonesStore.com at the beginning of a show. And then by the end of the show, you're going to see me bouncing up and down like a maniac because this is a path to self-actualization. And not only do you benefit from the incredible deals by going to the AlexJonesStore.com, not only do you benefit by the incredible benefits of the products that we sell at thealexjonesstore.com, but you're fighting for free speech, you're fighting for humanity, and you're ensuring that Alex Jones will always be on the air. So please, go to thealexjonesstore.com, take advantage of the last stand super sale right now, and ensure that they will never silence Alex Jones, even if they shut down InfoWars.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I didn't know he was taking our ultramethylene blue. So I said, oh, with all our guests, we asked him to take it, and you just gave me your brief testimony. So I would look, because I mean, this isn't BS. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. takes it. It's good for your cells. If you're on SSRIs, you can't take it. It's very serious. We have the strongest, and it funds this operation. You want to get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Medical grade, USP grade, the best. Ultramethylene blue. So you sort of give me your testimony saying you love it. I said, hold on. I don't want to know. I want you to tell people on air, William. So when did you get it? What was the effect?
So I've been a health nut, people call me, all my life.
Well, you look super young for your age. So.
And so I thank God that I've been healthy. And when I take most supplements, a lot of people say, oh, you'll feel, you know, this big surge. And normally I don't. I just think, okay, I'm doing something right for my body and for my brain. And with methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy. It helps me I keep a lot of late hours. I'm talking to people over in Europe or over in other continents. And so my biorhythms get all messed up, and so it really helps me with my sleep. And
well, be honest though, because you're saying your doctors, others told you to do it, just like mine did 6 years ago. I got it, USP, didn't really have the effect. My wife liked it, so she's been on it. We tried different brands. This one, I'm not trying to differentiate, it's just true, it's been way stronger for me. If you do have other brands you took that are as good or better, I want to know, because if there's something better, we'll go with them.
I haven't found anything better.
Now, back to our program.